Welcome to York Minster as we continue our journey through the Stations of the Resurrection. Through Lent and Passiontide, there has been a long tradition in the Church of meditating on the events of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, called the Stations of the Cross. In the latter part of the 20th century, a complementary devotion emerged called the Stations of the Resurrection, or the Stations of Joy. By using the resurrection appearances of Jesus as a focus for reflection and meditation, we have an opportunity to appreciate and celebrate the mysteries of the resurrection of our Lord during the season of Easter, which journeys from Easter Day to Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The 16th station. Jesus commissions the disciples on the mountain. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." I am with you always, to the end of the age. At the Minster, we have been lighting the Paschal candle each day and praying prayer requests from people affected by coronavirus. The light of Christ has been lit daily in a world which can seem dark. All of us who are baptised are called to walk in this light all the days of our life. We shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. But that does not mean we do not find ourselves in dark places. It simply means that God's light is present with us and in us in that darkness. Were we worshipping in the Minster each Sunday in Eastertide, we would be reminded of this and of our baptism into Christ. This baptism joins us to Jesus, who is with us to the end of the age, and to one another as brothers and sisters, a family stretching across the globe and through time. That baptism also calls us to go and make disciples of all nations. How? By being lights in the world. By showing God's love for and delight in all of God's people. Simply by being and being faithful, we can transform the darkness of this world by loving God, by loving our neighbour, by living as people of light and life wherever we are. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory. For you took the risk of passing your mission to frail disciples. As you commissioned them to go into all the world, so may all the world come to you, the King of nations. To you, Lord Jesus, with us to the end of the age, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.